Today is Thursday, October 24th. Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Wildfire danger around Wisconsin is high to very high. Catherine Cooley is the DNR's wildfire prevention specialist. She notes many people are preparing their properties for the upcoming deer season.
So we're seeing an uptick in the number of equipment fires right now. Folks are operating, you know, chainsaws and UTVs and using lawnmowers, and these are causing some sparks or these hot exhaust systems. And they're happening kind of in more remote areas, more natural areas, and they're kind of sneaking around, and we're not getting to them because we don't know that they're happening. And then they kind of evolve into larger fires.
Exhaust sparks can easily start a fire in dry grass and brush.
And obviously, if you do cause a fire, the best thing to do is to call 911 immediately and get those professionals out there as quickly as possible, because if we can keep that fire small, we can put it out pretty quickly.
Cooley says there are steps you can take to lessen the risk of starting a fire.
We typically have lesser winds and higher humidity in the morning or late in the evening. So, you know, if you could try to avoid operating equipment in the peak of that fire day, so kind of that 1 to 4 o'clock is really when we really see the winds really gusting and that humidity kind of bottom out, you know, have a fire extinguisher handy or water source.
For the most current fire danger situation, search Wisburn on the DNR homepage. A human case of West Nile virus in western Wisconsin. Public health officials say the case was confirmed in Eau Claire County. It's the county's only case so far this year and will likely remain the only one as mosquito season winds down. West Nile is transmitted by mosquito bites and can be dangerous to people with weakened immune systems or other complications. Nearly 100,000 people cast early ballots on the first day of in-person absentee voting in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Elections Commission reported 97,436 in-person absentee ballots cast Tuesday, with long lines in Madison and Milwaukee. That compares to 79,774 ballots cast the first day of in-person absentee voting 4 years ago. That heavy turnout slowed down the WIS vote system, and Elections Commission Chair Ann Jacobs posted that the commission worked with the State Department of Enterprise Technology to create more computer service space. State Republican and Democratic Party officials have encouraged early voting, and Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Walz joined former President Barack Obama at a Madison rally Tuesday to urge supporters of Vice President Kamala Harris to cast their ballots early. The Trump campaign says Vance will speak in Racine Monday. He's expected to criticize Vice President Kamala Harris on economic issues while toting former President Donald Trump's plan for the economy. Vance was in Waukesha just last weekend, and his Racine even will be just days after Harris's running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, was also in Racine. The stop marks Vance's sixth trip to Wisconsin. Across the country, children are facing more mental health challenges than ever before. Now the state superintendent wants to give schools more resources. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
The state superintendent is asking for millions of dollars to go towards students' mental health. Jill Underly announced she's requesting more than $300 million in the next biennial budget to support kids. 6 in 10 Wisconsin students reported having some sort of mental health challenge over the last year. Under her plan, each district would get an extra $100 per student to spend on mental health programs and infrastructure. Now, that's just one part of the budget request for the Department of Public Instruction for the 2025 through 27 school years. The rest of the proposal will be released next month.
Consumers are gearing up to celebrate Halloween. Total Halloween spending is expected to reach $11.6 billion, according to the National Retail Federation's annual survey conducted by Prosper Insights and Analytics. 72% of people will participate in Halloween-related activities this year. Those numbers can seem daunting for a single day, especially when watching the family budget. However, there are ways to keep the fun stylish and on budget. Better Business Bureau recommends the following tips this Halloween. Look around your home, check your closet. There are probably hidden surprises to help you throw together a killer costume. If the idea of spending money on buying a costume isn't quite appealing because you will only wear it once, consider renting. Renting a costume leaves room in the budget. Research rental companies through the Better Business Bureau at BBB.org. Check the store policy regarding trying on costumes, inspect the condition of the outfit, and read the rental agreement carefully before signing anything. Buy in bulk. It may seem counterintuitive, but buying more can save you money. Buying in bulk lessens the cost per item. Factory wrapped candy will last a long time, even if you have leftovers. Always check the return policy. Seasonal shops carry unique items for a short period in a temporary location or online. When shopping for a seasonal vendor, understand the store's return policy before purchasing. Remember, buying a bunch of stuff with the intent of simply returning it after October 31st is considered fraud. When shopping from an online website, the first step is ensuring the URL starts with HTTPS and includes a lock symbol. The S in HTTPS stands for secure. Look up the website's privacy policy and contact information. If it is not clearly listed, or they only have an email as the point of contact, take that as a big red flag and shop elsewhere. Also, be sure to use your credit card instead of your debit card, as credit cards not only provide additional protection, but are also easier to dispute a fraudulent charge. If you decide to shop from a seasonal store, ask whether or not they will be open after the holiday, how long they plan to stay open, and if they will accept returns after Halloween. If they plan to close up shop on November 1st or refuse returns after, either consider shopping elsewhere or take more time to be sure that item is exactly what you want before making the purchase. The newest train route to go through Wisconsin has hit a big milestone less than 6 months in. Here again is Savannah Tomei Olson.
The new Amtrak line that just launched earlier this year has already had 100,000 riders. The Borealis line goes from Minneapolis-St. Paul to Chicago with stops throughout Wisconsin. La Crosse, Tomah, Wisconsin Dells, Portage, Columbus, Milwaukee, and Sturtevant. People riding on the Borealis line today got a free drink and a 100 grand bar to celebrate the milestone. Now that the route is in operation, it's the first time in 46 years two trains leave from the cities to Chicago every day. The Borealis line just launched in May of this year.
The American Red Cross continues to work to restock critically needed blood products. Donors are encouraged to make an appointment to give now to help keep the blood supply stable. A blood drive will be held today from 11:30 to 5:30 at First Baptist Church in New Lisbon. Two blood drives will be held tomorrow from 10 to 3 at Grace Lutheran Church in Dodgeville and from noon to 5 at St. Anthony and Philip Parish Center in Highland. Appointments are appreciated by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or go online to redcrossblood.org. The Riverdale FFA will host a haunted walk at the school farm tonight from 6:30 to 9. Enter and park through the test plot entrance. Free will donations will be accepted. Those attending are to wear closed-toed shoes. The Department of Workforce Development encourages employers to apply for the latest Wisconsin Fast Forward grant by Monday. Companies of all types and sizes across Wisconsin are eligible for the funding to train skilled workers. The Wisconsin Fast Forward program helps employers develop innovative local and regional solutions that meet their area's workforce needs. These industry sectors' worker training grants reimburse customized occupational training costs for unemployed, underemployed, and existing workers. Training that qualifies workers for full-time employment, higher-level employment, or increased wages can be reimbursed through grants of $5,000 to $400,000. Eligible applicants include public agencies, private organizations in all industry sectors, a consortium of placement partners with the lead public or private organizations serving as the applicant, and tribal governing bodies of a federally recognized tribe or band of Native Americans or an organization appointed by the tribal governing body. More information and instructions to apply can be found at the Wisconsin Fast Forward program. The deadline to apply is 3 o'clock Monday afternoon. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds all spearers interested in harvesting a lake sturgeon from Lake Winnebago during the 2025 sturgeon spearing season to buy their license by October 31st. There are unlimited number of licenses available for Lake Winnebago, and residents and non-residents can purchase a license through the Go Wild system or at any license sales location. All license holders must be at least 12 years old.